Please. You're lifting your voice.
Sing a song of praise.
This is Monday, October the 10th, 2011. What price are you willing to pay to do a good job today or to have a good, basically, solid, strong day? How much? Jennifer, cough it up. How much?
What price? At least $1.50.
$1.50. Richie, yeah, what's the price you'll pay for making things better today? Instead of leaving things the way they were yesterday for you, what will you do? How much would you pay to make today a better day?
Yesterday was pretty good, actually.
Oh, yeah. So, let's build upon that. Make today a better day.
Time and effort. Time and effort that I have will make today a good day.
Nothing.
Not a cash value on it.
Worthwhile comes easily to anybody. We thought Steve Jobs had super conductivity in his brain in order to figure all this stuff out. You think he did it, just sat down and said, okay, I'm going to invent this, and it was done? And I compared him last week to both Henry Ford and Thomas Jefferson. Alexander Graham Bell could be in there. Any number of people who we studied in school as significant inventors. I don't know if we know of anybody. The 20th century was more marked by war and dispute. Think about it. World War I, Prohibition, the Depression, World War II.
But also think about TV, and I mean, this was in the technology age.
And that was a fellow named, began with an S, which is going to do a quick Wikipedia.
What is it again?
The inventor of television.
Oh, hold on.
And I want, his name began with an S, if I'm not mistaken. See if I'm right about that.
I should know this.
Yeah, well, no, you don't have to know everything. You can figure it out. You can forget things.
We can Google.
We can Google or do whatever it is that we do to figure things out. I'm trying to get you to pursue your dreams. If you didn't hear earlier today, we were talking about four words. Three, really, because eternity and eternal are the same thing. Immortal, infinite. What do all those words mean? At some point in time, I want to take those words and get some definitions for him, Richie. But in a sense, I'm taking what was beauty and trying to enhance upon it in a way. Beauty, when I say beauty, I was thinking about the weekend, how beautiful it was. I didn't even run over anything. Earlier in the year, you heard me tell stories on the farm about things I ran over.
You had like a whole graveyard of things.
Oh, man, I knock off.
Good.
I was in the field yesterday where I killed that poor little deer 3 months or so ago, 3 or 4 months ago.
They probably have your picture up, like in the animal kingdom.
Right.
Wanted. Man. So that's
dead or alive. Yeah. Doug Steffen.
They go running.
In the deer post office, your picture's up, number one.
Right there. Yeah.
You're thinking of Farnsworth. Philo Farnsworth.
Philo Farnsworth. I was thinking
of a great name.
It is a great name.
Although there are...
There's an S name somehow in there.
I mean, there's all kinds of people who kind of contributed. You know, one person was able to make a moving picture broadcast, but they couldn't...
Put the tubes together and came up with a picture. That was Farnsworth?
Made the world's first working television system with electronic scanning of both pickup and display devices. Okay, that's why he... Okay.
That was Farnsworth.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's somebody involved in it. But
September 1st, 1928.
Yep, first television set. And it took how many years? Decades. It wasn't until the 50s, really. There was some television picture acceptance in the 40s, but it wasn't until the 50s that it became
more
universal. But how much time, again, did it take for these people to pursue their dream, perfect what it was, and the same thing could be said for you?
You know what the first transmitted picture was?
What?
A Felix the Cat doll rotating on a turntable.
Really?
And was broadcast for nearly 2 hours every day for several years.
Huh.
As they were testing
that was
the,
a good show.
I think I have it on TV.
How will he turn today?
I DVR'd it.
Felix the
Cat. Watch it later.
Roberta's not here today, so we'll have no Queen of Cheap. However, Jennifer is going to tell us what's happened with The Simpsons, because a lot of people who like The Simpsons were kind of bummed out. It appeared last Friday that it was going away. No! Too much money to be made! So they've fixed the problem. Jennifer will tell you how they did that. Meanwhile, the people continue to talk, we talk about Steve Jobs, and we just mentioned his name. It is pretty amazing what he did. A lot of people think, okay, this is a good American story. This guy changed the world, really. If you go and zoom in on a lot of people who were involved in the riots in the Middle East, they're holding on to iPhones. If you the technology that has come about as a result of what was put together, who knows how the wires all connected? I find it extraordinarily difficult to conceive of how something like this could work and it be in such a small package. And to have the quality that it does. Never mind that it can do X, Y, Z. But the quality. Richie, we were just talking about this a little while ago. He uses the new iPhone as his main camera.
Yeah.
The quality of these devices is astounding. And what they hold, what you can hold in your hand. I go back to the circumstance when Megan was getting married a couple of years ago. We had we were walking around some restaurants in Los Angeles to pick a place to have the meal, what do they call it, the night before supper or whatever it is.
Rehearsal
day, that's it, yeah. So we walked into this restaurant, and there was a song playing, and I kind of knew it, and I looked at Matthew, who was Megan's boyfriend at the time, and we were just talking about it, and he took out his iPhone, and he held it up to the speaker.
Shazam, yeah.
And,
Shazam.
And then 3 seconds.
And SoundHound.
Identified the song.
Right.
Who figures that out? How does your brain work so that something like that can happen?
That was actually fairly easy.
No, Richie, it's not easy. It may seem easy.
Library of songs is what Doug's saying.
Yeah, I mean, we put it in. How do you imagine it?
The hard part is identifying your face as you're walking down the street as a camera takes a shot of you from a telephone pole and says, that's Doug Steffen walking into this mall.
Yeah.
Look, he was just here buying fruit last week. Let's see if we can sell him some fruit at the local store.
Yeah.
That's a little bit more complicated than figuring out what song you're listening to.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. All
it's
of
amazing.
That stuff in this little thing, and this guy and his team responsible for it.
I will tell you, and Jennifer will tell you, I am a Apple snob.
Yeah.
In the past 5 years, I've become a total Apple snob. Here in the studios, now that we're doing all this video,
yeah, it's all Apple.
Totally converted to Apple. Yeah.
My children have been telling me that.
The PC programs that run Apple makes Final Cut, the PC, I guess, version of that would be Avid. As the professional video editor. The old Final Cut version and Avid are the exact same thing. You perform functions in the exact same way.
Yeah.
Just Apple's is better.
Yeah.
It's like they went and took it and said, we're just going to make it better.
Has anybody else, other than an American, invented a computer?
Well, I'm sure.
Where? Sure.
What? What computer? What do we know? Yeah, this is one of those things that seems so dramatically American. And I would ask that, 800-510-8255. Steve Jobs.
I think we invent them, and then the Japanese
people rip
them
off.
And make them smaller and work better. And
okay. But
and
isn't
prettier.
That the case? We are inventors. We're not big on creating jobs these days, pardon the pun, but we are good, if not great, at inventing things. And that be because of the educational system that's available to some people. This guy, I think, even though he dropped out of, didn't he graduate? He didn't graduate from Stanford. He dropped out, didn't he?
Who, Jobs?
Yeah.
He only went one semester.
Right. Okay. So what was his earlier, would you just do Wikipedia on that for a minute, Richie? What was his earlier educational background? He go to public school, private school? What helped him develop his mind? That's what I'm curious about. Please. And a few thoughts, if you have thoughts on Steve Jobs, you're welcome to share them at 800 510-8255. This is not old news. This is where we get to think we've understood and acknowledged the guy's passed away. But as you turn over the pages of this book, you keep uncovering things that he did and how he did them. I'm always more interested in how than the whys and the wherefores. How did this guy develop? He had to have some clue at some point in time. Was he a prodigy? There was something that got him going down this path. I'm just curious as to what it was. Anybody know? 800-510-8255. 17 after the hour on Good Day.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales. And you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Jennifer is floating, so we don't have as good a connection on Facebook. And I admit to you, but you are floating. But
I am floating, yes.
Yeah. Like you're responsible for doing that wonderful overview that we have of every hour. And Richie and I fell down miserably last week.
Failed.
I don't think we did any of them because we need you. We're doing that stuff.
Aww.
So from now on, you're not allowed to travel anymore. No
ever
more travel.
Again. Okay.
No more travel.
No more.
Nope. None. Zero. The program. I'm using the word mood food to describe where the program
is. I like
that.
You
think that's good? Mood.
I think it's
food
very appropriate
for Monday. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
B.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Getting passive actually sounds like female Bob Dylan.
Day by day by day. One day at a time, Richie. This is the Edgar philosophy of life. Yeah, if you don't even listen to the words, the way this song is created with her voice, this is the way it
is. This?
This is Chrissie Hynde.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Rich. Did I not say that before?
You did not.
I'm sorry. Chrissie Hynde is of the Pretenders, on her own here with an LP or a CD called Mood Swings. This is called Spiritual High. And it sort of brings me around to a place that you can get by listening to any kind of music. Music is so wonderful for all kinds of reasons. Moods can be set. If you were to play me any number of songs, Richie knows the ones I'm talking about, that I can listen to over and over and over again, they put me in a particular place. And I'm sure you have those songs as well. I suggest perhaps you try to find this song and listen to the words.
When did Chrissie Hynde stop being a rock star?
When she got sort of
old.
Yeah. When did she go all new age on us? I never knew that.
She knows why she's alive, though, Richie.
It is. You know, a lot of those 70s and 80s rockers go with this new age stuff. They either go jazz or new age stuff. Remember Craig Chiquiso from Starship?
Yeah. Right.
He used to come on the show all the time, and he went totally new age.
Yeah.
And was like all into the
spiritual.
Why
do you think that is? Why are so many people going on the spiritual side of life?
Because you get bored of playing the same three chords over and again, so you're looking for something new.
No, I'm talking about people that aren't musicians, people in life in general. Why is it that people are going down this route?
Ah.
Why do you think?
Because we're all searching. We're searching for something.
Yeah, it's more the same thing. You get bored of the same, you know, three or four different things, and you start to expand your
horizons,
yes,
as it were. All right, 800-510-8255. Fred in Texas wants to talk about Steve Jobs.
Hold on, I got to get him right here.
Oh,
hey, Fred.
Yeah. I was just thinking about somewhat the irony of this great icon passing away, Steve Jobs, J-O-B-S, and the challenges that we face here in this country with creating jobs and what he did for this country in creating jobs under the free enterprise system and capitalism, which is so important to the growth of this country, starting in a garage, building a business, to hire thousands of people, and even the spinoff companies that came out of Apple. And I just think that this is what we've got to keep in mind and look to Steve Jobs as a lesson in the Horatio Alger stories that have been created here in America, because we are so unique as a country that a man like Steve Jobs with an intellect can grow and build this country. And there are more people like Jobs. We could name a lot of them. It's what differentiates America from Russia and from other countries where this could never have happened. And we can only hope that this country will stay on course, learn from what Steve Jobs brought to this country in terms of the free enterprise system and capitalism, and just build on this lesson and the legacy that he left us.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma-jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma-jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
Lee Breed wouldn't lecture me about how I'm ruining my life.
I lied.
Martin Sheen and his son Emilio Estevez co-star in The Way, now in theaters. Estevez wrote and directed it, and Martin told us he loves his character.
He only really became a father after he lost his son, and so it's a story of redemption.
The pair opened The Way at our Movies for Grownups film festival in L.A., and Charlie Sheen came to support them.
If you can't work with your family, then what are you doing, you know? Unless they all suck. And ours doesn't.
Now this. The easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Every movie is always in stock, and many are available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Melissa Leo and John Goodman co-star in the thriller Red State. Oscar winner Anthony Hopkins is the King of the Gods in Thor. Jill Clayburgh's final role brightens the comedy Bridesmaids. And Kevin James talks to the animals in Zookeeper. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in a liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Okay, so now we've figured out the... This is the road to success.
Become a Buddhist. We have a story now.
Become a Buddhist and check out LSD, and then all of us, you know, all of your worries will be over with. You become a zillionaire.
You think of the Apple iPhone. Yeah.
There it is. Maybe that's what did it. Do you think that he went to Homestead High School, college for a semester, dropped out, worked for Atari so he could save money, went to India, became a Buddhist, came back, did drugs, and became the founder of Apple? That's it. Da, 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 yep. That's the story.
You can be successful, you know, too, kids.
Here's what the last caller said. By the way, 800-510-8255. We're sort of doing a... this is Monday morning quarterbacking a little bit, and appropriate on Monday. The fact that he did what he did, Jobs did what he did, and so many others have done it before him, and hopefully will do it after him. This is a chance for us to underscore the value of freedom. Freedom brings you the opportunity to develop a lot of things, your thoughts, your being, whatever it is. Do what you want and figure out how life works. And this is supported by freedom. It is not supported by big government. Big government doesn't help you to be the way this guy was. He figured out things on his own. What are you as a parent doing to foster this in your children? What did your parents do for you that has fostered you to be the thinker that you are? Or maybe you're not a thinker. Maybe you don't think. Maybe you just do. Chances are, though, you do think. What kind of thinking has brought you to be the person that you are? I don't know that this is something that people are going to run to the phone and they want to talk about it. I ask oftentimes, many of the questions that I ask are all about just getting you to think about what you think about. Why are you...
Okay, so I can play.
Yeah, you can.
I can play this.
Yeah.
My parents made me an overthinker.
Overthinker. Because...
Mm-hmm. No, that's just being a woman.
Oh, thank you, Rich.
Yeah.
That's my dad.
That'll get you a lot of points with the people, the women who are listening, Rich. All right, go ahead, Jen. Jennifer Horn.
No, I think both of my parents are overthinkers, and mm-hmm. I have taken on that thing, too. Now, sometimes that leads to great success because you make careful decisions, and other times it leads to missed opportunities.
What way? How do you figure that? In what way?
Well, I think you spend too much time mulling. Yeah. I don't know if I've missed anything per se, but I mean, I think I take advantage of as many opportunities as I can, but I tend to be more careful when I'm making big decisions.
Again, that's guys versus girls.
Oh, I don't think so. I'm like that.
Guys
Jennifer
are
and
just,
I are like that.
You're not. You're like, do it.
Yes, we are.
No,
we throw
something out there. But I think things through a lot. I hash, rehash. Yes, I do. After. You know, that's not true. I do.
I watch us throw ideas out, and you just go, I like it. Do it.
Yeah. I'm not saying I don't do that, but in my own personal way of understanding, I work things over and think them through perhaps too much sometimes. That's not about the stuff you're talking about. That's different sorts of things. The more personal
stuff. Just to go back to Rich's point about men versus women, my dad is like that. And he's definitely a boy last time I, well,
he is a boy.
But,
yes, he is.
Yeah, he's a boy.
And he enjoys being a boy. He does.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you figure things out, the way you think, probably will help determine not only what you get your life to be like, but your children or people that are around you. As Richie has said, I've had an impact on him. He's had an impact on me. Jennifer certainly has had an impact, and we all have impacted each other, which is kind of the way, again, back to freedom. If you're told what to think, and this is the problem in some circumstances in our country today, where there are those who are ostracized for not, and it maybe isn't just today, it was forever thus with some. If you go down you grew up in a certain religion and you change your religion, there are parents who have disowned their children for doing this. You know that, right? Or you are a, this is back to the clubby stuff we were talking about before. You
remember the girl last year
who
thought her father was going to kill her?
Yeah.
For becoming a Christian, I think.
Right, the Muslim girl. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's right.
Right. Yes. So this is not, that's not freedom. You don't, that's not extending to somebody the encouragement to think. My children think differently than I do about politics. And that's because I encouraged them, and so did their mother, to be free thinkers. And I remember once Megan throwing it in my face. I think she did on the air once. My children both spent a lot of time. Remember that conversation,
you
Richie?
You made me this way.
Yeah. Dad, don't...
Which one?
don't criticize me for doing what you told me you wanted me to do, and that's think for myself. And that's true. I'm very proud of their thinking, even if it... So it doesn't agree with mine.
It's wrong.
So what? Yeah, but that's what my father would have said that. My father used to preface his, I don't want to tell you what to do when the conversation went to. I don't want to tell you about your business, but it was all about telling me about my business. It was funny. We used to laugh about it. Not early on. It was pretty serious stuff early on. But later in life, when he knew, you know, that I was going down a street that I could defend and survive on without his good, you know, great being in his good graces, then he would say his approach was different. So it's just, it's all about how you're using your mind. And the whole reason that I'm sort of in this spot is because I've been thinking a lot about Steve Jobs over the weekend and what that man did, and
wow,
how so many more people like him have through our country been able to use this wonderful thing we call freedom to establish a thought into a thing. And this thing becomes another thing, and that thing begets the next thing.
And in the early years of Apple, they had tried to recruit a new CEO, and you know they were just building stages and made a few changes.
Uh-huh.
So apparently in 1983, he went to get John Sculley from the Pepsi-Cola company as their CEO to become Apple CEO. And he walked up to him and he said, do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life, or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Mm-hmm. And what did the guy do?
Wow.
Apparently he went
How
there.
How could you say no?
Yeah.
Right. That's a wonderful thing. Here's Loretta in California echoing what I have said many times about this guy.
I want to say that Steve Jobs was a really a great person, very, very intelligent, and the world is a better place for him and people like him with the advancements and inventions that he came up with. My grandfather lived from 1887 through 1962, and I thought that he had lived through so many changes in the world, but I think that I have too. This is unbelievable where we have come, how far we've come. I was the first one in the family to have a computer, and I taught my children and grandkids how to work them. And now I am so far behind any of them, it's unbelievable. But there is one thing that when I had heard that he'd only accepted $1 a year for salary, that to me is being one of the greatest Americans, especially the way we are now. The country is in so much trouble. And I would really hope that a lot of the politicians in D.C. could think about that. I know that the politicians make a lot of money. I know they spend a lot of money for their job. But if they could take a page from his book and perhaps, you know, give up part of their salary temporarily, it all counts. Mm. It would all count. Mm.
Thank you, Loretta. One of the things that happens as you examine this sort of thing. By the way, the dollar a year is okay. When you consider he developed Pixar with Disney, and yeah. his stock in Pixar is worth $7 billion.
Right.
Dollars.
Is that all?
Yeah. So, yeah, he's got $1 billion. Yeah. Holder of 342 patents.
Yeah. He was on the board of directors at Disney because of this amalgamation that they had. The Pixar thing is another amazing. Just all the stuff is so amazing.
iTunes changed the way we buy music.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So I find it interesting. The black turtlenecks that he used to wear now suddenly have become a fashion trend. Now my
turtlenecks,
Roberta,
so
were here.
Now.
My turtlenecks would be back.
You don't do black though. You do red or brown.
I do colors. Yeah. I don't like
brown.
Black stuff. I don't wear black. Period. But I do. I like colors. So. These turtlenecks cost $175, and the manufacturer, there's a story if you'd like to check it out at DougStefan.com today. The manufacturer is donating $20 from every sale of these turtlenecks to the American Cancer Society.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I like that.
Yep. So that's some more food for thought. Check that out at DougStefan.com. Speaking of checking things out, Fox has made a deal. The Simpsons will be back. Jennifer has the story in a moment here on Good Day.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills? Yes. With Thermacare heat wraps. Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than a maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without.
It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I have, dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right, then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Everyone has heard about the powerful health benefits of eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables daily. Science has confirmed the miraculous power of Mother Nature's ability to boost the immune system by over 700%, dramatically protecting and improving one's health through concentrated nutrition. But buying, storing, preparing, and eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day seems impossible. Balance of Nature is leading the nutrition revolution by solving this problem, providing an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different pure fruits and veggies every day, maintaining 99.9% of its nutritional value, all for about 17 cents per serving. Compare that to a buck at the market. Call 888-491-2217. That's 888-491-2217. Or go online at balanceofnature.com and use promo code HEALTH. Balanceofnature.com.
13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, dealing with the infinite, dealing with wisdom, dealing with Paul McCartney getting married again. What in the world? Why? Jennifer and I were just laughing off the air. We were talking about marriage and stuff, and I said, you think Cro-Magnon men married their women? You think Neanderthals married the women that were in their lives? No. They just grabbed them and... the rest is history.
Watch it, buddy.
That was much better, wasn't it?
All right.
Hey, you want to hear about the Simpsons?
I would like to hear about the evolution of the Simpsons from stage one to stage two.
Well, we were talking about this last week, that the Simpsons had, or the company, Fox, asked the actors from the Simpsons to cut their pay cut.
From
45% is what they wanted to do.
Right. They were making $445,000. Yeah. And they wanted to cut them back to $250,000 an episode. Yep.
Yeah. Well, now it seems like, even though they won't disclose the details, it seems like the actors took a 30% pay cut and signed another two-year deal. So now The Simpsons will go into its 24th and 25th season, which is huge. Yeah. That is, has any other show been on for 25 years?
The rumors are that the actors have been given a piece of the show, profits
of the back end, yes.
In the show, exactly. So they have a, they will not be, worse off. They'll be better off.
Fox is saying that it's actually losing money on the show right now.
Here's the story with that. May I for a minute? You know,
of course. I'll tell you about Regis later.
You don't have in just a second. I'm just explaining how this all works. I said last week or the week before, Dick Wolf never made penny one on the first run of any of the Law and Order shows. The company that produces, I remember, who told us this? What's his face? Canal. Stephen J. Canal. Remember he was on
Stephen J. Canal? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember I asked him the story about making money on selling product to the networks. He said it's a losing proposition. You never make any money. He told us that he lived on the money from the reruns of Rockford. That's where he made his money. Dick Wolf last year made $400 million on the reruns of Law & Order. And that's where, when you do reruns, now, I don't know if The Simpsons get rerun, must be rerun in other countries and stuff. So they don't make any money on the first run, but they make their money on the, as you suggested, the back end. All right, so what's the story with Regis?
All right, so Regis is going to be out all week, and they are maybe interviewing a few people for his position this week. Larry the Cable Guy will appear today. Michael Strahan from NFL Sunday will be Wednesday. Jerry O'Connell is going to be on Thursday. Mark Feuerstein from Royal Pains will be Friday, along with Nick Lachey.
Yeah, I think Feuerstein, he's a very affable guy. I think he plays an
affable
guy.
Maybe it'll be him.
Let's see what it is. But no matter
what. Ooh, and Free Agents is canceled, by the way.
Free Agents, what's that?
That's that Hank Azaria TV show. It's a lot of speculation to be canceled. It's gone, though. NBC dumped it.
Yeah. But replacing Regis, a hard thing to do and have the chemistry stay.
Very hard.
51 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Michael Levine, who runs Levine Communication, as someone referred to him as a big shot Hollywood publicist, is here to overview some people, some things that may need to rethink their own publicity in a manner of speaking. I always love to have you overview some of these stories, some of the cases, some of the people. Herman Cain would be a dream probably to have as a PR client these days, because he's getting a lot of mostly positive press. People looking at him and speculating the ticket would be Mitt Romney and Herman Cain. Maybe Mr. Cain would like to be on top. Wouldn't it be interesting in America these days if we were to have two black men running for the highest office in the land, Michael Levine?
Wow, wow, wow. Would it be interesting? It'd be absolutely, 30 years ago, it would be considered science fiction.
Right. Impossible. Yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah.
I think I have discussed with you, the Super Bowl was started, I think it was 47 years ago, and I remember when I was a young boy, when it first began, the idea you couldn't imagine a black quarterback in the NFL,
no less
a black president. So,
yeah. Now,
why is Herman Cain meeting with such success? Because he is authentic,
mm-hmm.
and he is a non-politician. And people love and require and desire authentic today. When you ask, always watch politicians answer questions. If you ask a politician, excuse me, sir, is today Tuesday? He will answer you. It'll take him about 6 minutes. And he'll say, well, in Australia it's Wednesday, but to the here it may be Tuesday, but that depends on your point of view and so forth. And Herman Cain says, hell, of course it's Tuesday. And the inability of politicians to answer questions directly is really what is, I think, at the core of the inauthentic labeling of many people with politicians.
Yeah, and the person today's president is a master at that, and I guess after you've been in the office for a while, you seem to be able to learn all of those things, double speak, no speak, BS,
yeah.
All of
that. If someone were to come to me and say, Mr. Levine, do you think that the illegal immigration policy of America is a disaster? I would be comfortable in saying, absolutely.
Yeah.
Period.
Right. End of story.
Disgrace.
Yeah. Not
it
some...
doesn't need a 9-minute answer for a 5-second question.
Mm-hmm. And that's all. That's what you get when they don't want to answer a question. They give you a lot of baloney.
Yeah.
All right. So that's Herman Cain. Amanda Knox. A lot of attention being paid to her. Her image has been shaken. Nobody knew who she was. I mean, it's not like she had an image before. Among her friends and family, she certainly did. But now, after being in jail for 4 years, comes back, and there's some things being said about her that make one think she's not a very nice person. So what do you do to fix her up?
Well, I think the more interesting question, philosophical question, is would we be having a similar conversation if Amanda Knox weighed 50 more pounds? And the answer is, I think not.
Really?
The reason that Amanda Knox is such a compelling media figure is because she's so attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And the story, of course, is outrageous and bizarre, and the accusations are outrageous and bizarre and so forth and so on. But in the end, if she were an average or unattractive young woman, there would not be nearly the attention paid to her. That's a sad statement, but it is true, and just worth noting as we think about this whole ongoing dialogue about her.
Yeah. So, in terms of getting radio jobs, she's been offered jobs already. Is a good step for her? She needs the money. I mean, she doesn't have an image to rehab over here. It's not like people think that she's not, what's the mother of the kid that got acquitted? What's her name? What's the trial a couple months ago?
Casey
Anthony. Yeah, she's not Casey Anthony.
No, but she has a reputation that has been, you know, for her future, that has been terribly, terribly assaulted. Therefore, she has every right, should she choose to write a book about her.
Right. Movies, she make money, movies.
Yeah,
all of that good stuff.
All of it.
All right, so there's advice from a man who knows. He gets around. He knows what the story is. Check out his LBN Alert. There are lots of important stories every single day there. You can sign up for it at lbnalert.com. Michael Levine from Levine Communications Office in Los Angeles.